shiver, shut the door. Can't think, standing here no more. I'm alone, my mind's racing hard.
I'd recognize that voice anywhere. It's 7 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program from the studios of KTRL and KXTR on the campus of Tarleton State University in Stephenville, Texas, home of Jewel. I don't know that I've ever even known what your last name was. Kilcher.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you don't use it because you don't need to use it.
But that's your maiden name, right?
People.
That's your maiden name.
Is,
thank you. Yes.
Is that
you
your maiden name?
Name?
It is. Okay.
It
all
is.
Right. Yeah. That's, by the way, Roberta Fasinelli,
yes,
who is part of this program. Roberta is in New York City. Let's see. Our other voices are not here, although they wanted to be, but they're at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas. That's a big deal. So Richie's not here. Jennifer's not here. And they were not happy because they won't get the opportunity to spend a couple of hours with you, as will the people who are listening to the program. This whole thing came to pass when probably 2 months ago you were on the most recent visit you had with us was to promote that wonderful sort of big coffee table book that you've done. How many books have you done altogether?
This is my third, but my first children's book.
Yeah.
And it was really a neat thing to... I wrote it while I was pregnant with my son and had it illustrated. And it was great to be able to do something like that for my baby and write for one person instead of the world.
And now everybody wants to get a hold of it. So it's become very popular.
It's done good. It's called That's What I Do.
Yeah, and it's available on Amazon, bookstores everywhere,
yep,
et cetera, et cetera. See, part of your being here is we're going to tell people that story, the now and then the past.
Yeah.
And there are other things that are going on in the world. I just wanted to have, I find you to be so refreshingly cool. And maybe that's because of where you came
from. I don't think I've ever been described as cool before.
Cool. Really? Is that bad?
No, I feel cooler now.
Well, that rhymes. Jewel cool.
Jewel is cool.
But cool Jewel.
We've certainly had conversations on the air, but what happens a lot of time with people is that they're sort of put off by someone who's well known, who's done great things. And what I was saying to you as we just got started, we all put our pants on one leg at a time. We all get to take a shower every day, and we all have to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
That pretty much is the common denominator. And, you know, people who let what they do sort of separate them, whether they have money or whether they have power, prestige, whatever it is, it's foolish.
If anything in our lives separates us from our happiness, we are foolish.
And
for me, my pursuit has just been to figure out how to be happy, and it isn't always in all the trappings. And fame is wonderful. I mean, oh my gosh, I went from being homeless to having enough money to do anything I want, which is a blessing I never thought
isn't
I'd
that
have.
Fun, huh? Yeah.
But fame's also a path a lot of people lose their footing on, and I was very determined. I got signed when I was very young, and I knew these statistics, you know, my statistics, if I looked ahead in my future, were going to be drug abuse, abusive relationships, and fame taking me down in flames. And I wanted to fight it. I wanted to be a good writer. I wanted to play music. I wanted to have the privilege of doing that, but I didn't want it to ruin my life. And so I really had to set about getting very serious about how to go about that. And for better or for worse, this is what I've built for myself. And hopefully I've accomplished some of it.
When did you become a horse lover?
I was raised on a homestead. My family were pioneers. They settled Alaska before it was a state in the mid-40s.
Wow.
My grandfather actually helped draft the Alaska Constitution. He came from Switzerland. My dad was born in Switzerland. And they settled a wild piece of land in Alaska. And I was raised on that homestead. I had an outhouse. I was raised with my dad and my brothers. My mom left us. And
it's just a comma.
Oh, wow.
I used an outhouse comma.
Yeah. It was just
sense.
Part of, yeah.
Yeah, that's what
I know.
Yeah.
Right. We had a
it was
stove.
Cold when you went out in the morning.
Yeah.
In Alaska on an outhouse. That's got to be pretty cool in a different way.
That's the birth of yodeling. Yes.
Now, that was, we had you somehow or other, one of your visits to the program. I don't know, Michael, if you've got that yodel somewhere recorded, we both got pressed for time. And I remember, I don't even remember why we were talking about yodeling. You had done some yodeling, I think, on a song that was popular. And so I just said to you, we didn't even talk. I said, Jewel, I don't know if you remember this or not, how about you yodel for us? And so you did. You want to yodel for us again?
I would love nothing more than to yodel for you again. I'm always amazed at the fascination people have with yodeling. It was funny, I was talking to a friend, I'm making a record here in town, and my producer's here, and he was talking about yodeling, and I'm yodeling on one song on this Christmas album, and I was like, whether you're a biker or whether there's goth fans or my folk fans. Like, for some reason, people like yodeling. I can't figure out the attraction, but people seem to really love it. I'm procrastinating.
You
is
are.
What's happening. Okay,
is that
sorry.
Because you need to warm up, you need to warm up your voice?
No, I just
get. Well, we got the original if you want it.
All right, here's the original
no, I can
first.
Do it.
Well, let's listen. Now, I have you in the studio, and so that was, we were at you on the phone. So now we get to the studio. We're going to make a big deal out of this.
Well, there's different kinds of yodeling. What I just did there was cowboy yodeling, which is more melodic, which I think comes from the Swiss style, which is like, it's very melodic. The more German Austrian style, I think, is much faster, and so it's more like this. It's much more rapid fire, if you will. So it's a little tour of yodeling.
Yeah, very cool. Again, very cool.
Around the world with yodels.
Yes, right.
Did you yodel to keep warm in Alaska? Was that the idea? You said you yodeled in the outhouse.
I don't think it burnt any calories. I think it was just inspired. Setting on something cold.
Setting on something cold. All right. So let me bring you around to something that is current, and it is part of the sort of community focus this week and this month. A lot of people are worried about getting the flu.
Yeah.
And in Alaska, where it's cold, people are healthier than they are in other places for whatever the reason. I'm a great believer. You're a horse person. I'm a cow person. The cows are healthier in the cold as long as it's not wet. And so we have this thing going on in our country where the news media is scaring the heck out of everybody because they're saying the flu is worse this year than ever. You're a very healthy-looking woman. How do you stay healthy? How do you keep your immune system where it's at the top of its game?
I'm half a hippie. From way back, yeah. So I do a lot of natural immune boosters. I am an avid believer of washing hands. Once I started really practicing, I also shake hands with my right hand, and I touch my face with my left hand. I've just trained myself where I never touch my face with my right hand.
I've got to learn that. Thank you. That's a great lesson.
I only open doors with my right hand. All dirty taps.
Really? You're conscious of it, though?
Yes. Yeah.
Really?
I can be very, very conscious of it. And then I take a lot of immune boosters. Nature Sunshine has a lot of great products. One's called Immune Stimulator, which is a really great one.
Echinacea, zinc, all those things, a lot of vitamin C, that sort of thing.
Yeah. Well, eating good. You know, one of the single biggest destroyers of our immune system is refined sugar.
Yeah.
So really staying away from that. Which during the holiday season is hard. And, you know.
But I wish people could see you. We're going to take some pictures, but you have such that wonderful, wholesome, healthy face.
Well, sweet.
That comes from the being on the farm sort of thing. For those of you who are not as healthy as Jewel is, and you're worried about what to do to keep yourself healthy, here's Dr. Ken talking about a new product called Alimmune.
Hi, this is Dr. Ken Kronhaus, and I want to share with you a new product that I'm really excited about. It's called Alimmune, and it's my new secret weapon for maintaining immune health, especially during the winter months where cold and flu are common. Using a safe, natural extract from the larch tree, Alimmune helps you stay healthy throughout the year. In fact, a double-blind, placebo-controlled study found that 57% more people stayed healthy while taking Alimmune than those relying on other common immune boosters such as vitamin C or echinacea. It's also the only immune supplement to have earned the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval.
Right now, you can take advantage of a free 30-day trial by calling 800-458-0173. Again, the number 800-458-0173, or visit Alimmune online at 57more.com. That's 57more.com. Take Dr. Ken's advice. Call 800-458-0173 for Alimmune. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with his weekly update on what's going on in the world of medicine. One of the things that has been on a lot of people's minds this week, Ken, the doctor shortage. Under Obamacare already, it's become a crisis. What's the story?
Well, this is out of the Association of American Medical Colleges, the unintended consequences. As mandated by Obamacare, 30 million more patients will need newly covered insurance. They're going to now need doctors, and this is going to strain the low supply of doctors. So why will all be more spending more time in the doctor's office. Well, for many people, it's going to become difficult to even find a doctor as we all spend more waiting time in the office. There's a shortage of some 9,000 primary care doctors. This includes general internists, family doctors, geriatricians, pediatricians, with a deficit projected to hit, are you ready, 63,000 by 2015 and double that by 2025. Shortfalls, they're predicted for a range of medical specialties, including allergy specialists, cardiologists, psychiatrists, general surgeons, and emergency doctors. So what's driving this trend? Our country, it's a growing population of older Americans using more health care resources, and at the same time, as many as one in three practicing physicians, they're nearing retiring age. So you better hurry up and get your physician and just be ready to wait for the 15% who don't have insurance under Obamacare. Your health care is going to be a lot better, but for the 85% of us who have health insurance, you're not going to like it as much.
All right. Speaking of hurrying up, is it too late to get flu shots? You've been talking about this for a month or more, and now a lot of people in the news media are saying the flu season has hit early, it's hit hard, and at this point, is it a waste of time to get a flu shot?
Absolutely not. In fact, your mayor in Boston yesterday declared a health care emergency in Boston. They have 10 times more flu outbreak in Boston so far this year than they did at this time last year. This is a particularly bad bug for kids. There have been 18 deaths of children, and for those who are older or who have chronic illness, it takes 2 weeks for the flu vaccine to become effective. The shot cannot give you the vaccine. It's a dead vaccine. The flu mist, which is indicated for those aged 2 to 49, is an alive vaccine and theoretically can.
All right. You and I argue about this all the time because I think a healthy immune system is the best way.
This is not a disease this year to fool around with. Everyone, ask anyone who's had it this year. They are miserable. They hate it. They say, I made a big mistake not getting a vaccine. Ask anyone who's had the flu this year.
I had a little dizzy spell yesterday, and I wondered whether that was a forerunner of having a little touch of the flu. It was really
kind
of strange.
Well, the symptoms this year is especially cough. It's fever, cough, fatigue, head and body aches, runny nose, and people particularly at risk for the flu and its complications are pregnant women, those 65 and older, and anyone with a chronic illness.
So what the heck could being dizzy when I don't show any other signs of anything be a sign of?
Well, you could be dehydrated.
Oh, I also could be under the circumstances. I could be, I think I didn't have a meal for quite a long time.
All right,
let's talk a little bit about high cholesterol. One of the things that is...
Can I ask a question about the flu?
Yeah.
Just since I have somebody on the phone, I'm allowed to talk to.
Dr. Ken, say hi to Jewel, the singer.
Oh, hi, Jewel.
Your daughter's a big fan of Jewel's.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Hi. So every year the government, or I'm sorry, I'm sure it's not the government, but somebody on the government's behalf creates the vaccine for the flu, trying to guess what strain of the flu is going to be happening. And I've had doctors say, well, this year they really seem to get it right. We've really been able to... Do people feel like this flu shot isn't as effective and that's why the outbreak has occurred like this?
Great question. It's all compared to what? The problem is only 60% of the adult population has gotten the vaccine, and the vaccine itself, when you do get it, is only about 60% effective. So even if you get the vaccine, it's not a guarantee. Usually you won't get it, but it's not an absolute. And usually if you do get it, it's less severe. But there's still a huge, almost half the American population over the age of 6 months has yet to get the vaccine.
Mm-hmm. And with herd vaccinations, that's what we call mass vaccinating, right, of a populace. You want to hit 60 or 70%, is that right? Isn't that
absolutely hard? Because they'll just spread it, and that's the problem, that adults are giving it to the children, and the children are dying.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, talk about checking things out. Check out drkenshow.com. Dr. Ken here on Good Day.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery. due to the severity of the 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
First time you were on in public on the Conan O'Brien program in 1996?
Yeah, that really changed my career. I was working very hard to try and get any traction, and for some reason the Conan...
Well, that song, though,
really
didn't that song do very well? That's a great song.
It took a long time. It took a year for that song to get played
really?
On radio, which, you know, was unheard of for a label to stick with a song that long.
Yeah.
It was quite unusual. But right. When Conan put me on, it really started to change.
Why did he put you on? What did he see in you or hear in you?
I don't know. I guess
do you think it was him, or was it producers who said this young woman needs a shot?
I think it's a combination. Yeah. I think I had finally, college radio actually really helped break my career. They would I'd go around stations like this and play, and
right.
I started to get a little bit of grassroots traction, and then that, I think, started
and
to let people...
Wasn't that at the beginning sort of the reality of people downloading rather than having to go to a store and buying music?
It was just
music?
Before.
Yeah.
It was just before. It was the dawn of the Internet. People weren't necessarily illegally downloading quite yet, but they were able to start spreading the word, and that actually helped break me as well.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli and I have with us for the balance of the program, Jewel, the singer who lives in Stephenville, Texas, where I am this morning at the studios of KTRL and KXTR. I have been here before, came a couple of years ago. Dominic DiTavio, who's the president of this, is a Texas A&M University, and it's the Aggie School in Texas. And Stephenville is all, I say Stevens, it's Steven without an S. Stephenville is surrounded by horses, surrounded by agriculture, surrounded by cattle. You're a horse rider, a horse lover. How much of your music has been devoted, if any, to horses or to your love of the farm?
Gosh, probably more of my poetry than my songs, actually. But I think it informs everything I do. Having been raised, I was raised on a homestead, so we lived off the land. So it wasn't a commercial venture. We had maybe 20 head of cattle.
All right, so you're going to get a kick out of this. I have my iPad in front of me.
Yeah.
I just got an email from the guy who runs my farm, and it lists 7 of the cows that are being treated for a little mastitis problem. Now, here I am doing my program, and these people are sending me this stuff, but I thought you, among anyone, would get a kick out of seeing that.
That's great.
Because of what it is that you do with horses, and how big a spread do you have here?
Gosh, Ty and I have about 2,400 acres. And
your husband was a rodeo bronco rider?
Yeah, Ty Murray. He's the winningest cowboy of all time.
Really?
All around. Oh, actually, no. Trevor Brazil just broke his record, which is fantastic. But, yeah, bull rider, saddle bronc.
Have you done any of that?
I never rode bulls. No,
really?
No.
Never.
I'm a nice little songwriter.
You don't want to get exposed to that, right? What happens to your body under those circumstances?
No.
Is his body sort of broken up a little bit?
He was in great shape. He never actually broke a bone his whole career.
Wow.
It was unusual.
Really? Yeah. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
A lady in my life owns one of those bulls, and it was performing at Madison Square Garden last week. She'd never seen it.
That's my husband's event. The PBR, that's what the PBR is.
Really?
He was there doing the telecast for that.
Wow, so we'll have to get the two of you together, him and her together. That'd be kind of interesting.
Yeah, it's amazing to see the bulls there. I bet she had a great time.
Well, she didn't go because something else got in the way of it. But she, with a friend of hers, sort of as a lark, they bought this bull.
I love it.
Who apparently is the is the best bull around
now.
What's
the name? I don't know.
His name is, right?
We need it.
No, it's, I will. As a matter of fact, I will get that. I'll call her and ask her for the name of the bull. That's a good point because I've forgotten. I should remember it, too.
Yeah, the bulls become as big as stars as cowboys.
Big star, yeah. All right, so you'll play for us in a little bit. Jewel is here with us on Good Day at 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Bobby Ligas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Phew! Uh-oh, it's cold season again, and we aren't the only ones whose joints ache. When we come back, I'll tell you how to prevent pain in the body automotive.
Fortune 500 companies choose Royal Purple Lubricants to protect and improve the performance of their multi-million dollar equipment. The same high-performance technology is also available for your car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or ATV. Royal Purple enhances performance and provides superior protection for anything wrapped in metal. Royal Purple is the performance oil that outperforms. For independent tests and endorsements that document Royal Purple benefits, go to royalpurple.com. That's royalpurple.com.
Just like human bodies, automotive systems are also challenged when the mercury drops. For example, your car has CV joints which connect transmission to wheels, like your hip joints attach torso to legs. People are born with the fluid that lubricates this connection, and cars come with it from the factory. But over time, both can lose it due to age or injury. CV joints are especially vulnerable in winter when their protective rubber boots are brittle and tear more easily, allowing precious lubricant to leak. To prevent the blues caused by broken joints, include CVs in your winter inspection. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
Buy Kellogg's Special K Red Berry cereal at Walmart.
And never
forget to buy some Healthy Choice Cafe Steamers meals. You'll play Greek yogurt at everyday low prices. At Walmart, find everything you need to get back on track for the new year. Back by AdMatch.
Our stores will match the price of any local competitor's printed ad for an identical product. Not applicable to Walmart.com. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hey!
bless you.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Songs. That's a big idea, Michael. 33 after the hour, 27 before the new hour. The Doug Steffen Good Day program from the studios of Tarleton State University in Stephenville, Texas. KTRL and KXTR. Jewel Kilcher is here. Nobody knows her last name. Nobody has to know her last name. One of those people who, when you mention, when you just say Jewel, everybody knows who Jewel is. How does that, when you've never used your last name, you've always just been called Jewel, and that's your real name.
Yeah, always been by Jewel, and it's funny, my family back in Alaska, my Kilcher family, Discovery recently just went up there to look for some characters, and little did they know that they were my family, and they're doing a show on
characters
them.
On you, just in general, or your family?
No, they didn't know it was my family. They just were looking for interesting people, and my little brother called me and said, I'm going to be signing a TV contract with Discovery. I was like, no, you're not. Like, what are you talking about? Let me look
at an agent.
First.
Yeah, right, exactly, yeah.
They had no idea. All of a sudden, you know, I had CAA calling Discovery, and they were like, how did a bunch of hillbillies in Alaska get CAA to represent them in 2 days? You know, they had no idea they were my family. Uh-huh. So, yeah, nobody knows my last name.
Right.
But now people will get to see my family. The show's called Alaska, The Last Frontier, and it's on the Discovery Channel, and you get to see people living on
when
the
When will it be on?
The second season, if you TiVo it, it's like re-airing, I think, now. They haven't started the new season yet, but you know, I'm proud of how I was raised. We killed what we ate. You know, we canned our own vegetables. We made our own jam. We made our own butter. I milked a cow every morning. We made our own bread. We grew on wheat, which in Alaska is odd. So, I'm proud of them, and they still live like that. They still live off the land.
Well, you give a perspective. A lot of people, I mean, there are a lot of folks, when you look at the current pop scene, you see people like Adele, who I kind of am attracted to. There's something about her that seems kind of real.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas if you look at Lady Gaga, I mean, these are people maybe that are friends of yours, or people that you certainly, last night at People's Choice Awards, have you won? You must have won a People's Choice Award at one point.
No, I think they started those.
Really?
Just recently. But yeah, I've been there. Lucky.
Anyway, so all of these people who are considered your contemporaries, they're all different. Like, people think that all people who do radio programs like this are the same.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's foolishness. All actors are the same. All singers are the same. I mean, there's a certain club, and there's a cachet to the club, I suppose. Yeah, that's cool.
And stereotypes are earned.
I suppose. Right, to a point. But in your case, there's just this the flavor of authenticity that comes. Many people say you and Taylor Swift, trying to think of some of the other people who are in the popular music world, who write their stories about their life. Mm. And her life is all about dating anybody and everybody, apparently, that she can find. Do you know her?
I do. Hey, yeah. And if I have a daughter, I hope she writes songs about love and crushes. And, you know, I think about me. I was hitchhiking through Mexico at 16 and writing Who'll Save Your Soul. And I'm like, I don't want my daughter to do that. I want my daughter to write, you know, sweet love songs about crushes.
Right. And maybe love gone wrong, lessons that are learned, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
You have a guitar with you. I wish there were some television cameras on us. Maybe we'll get some pictures of this, Dominic. You have a guitar that you said was your daughter's. Now, what have you written? Your daughter's name is...
His name is Kate.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yep, nope, not at all.
Did I not know that?
My friend Virginia gave him a little guitar. Yeah. And I stole it just because it's easy here to bring. It's just a little tiny thing that plays good. What kind of thing do you feel like hearing? Something new? I wrote something about, speaking of my history, I guess, in my family. My grandmother and grandfather came from Switzerland to escape the war, and she was an aspiring opera singer, and she gave that up to have children in a free country. She felt it was very important. But she taught all of her children to sing. She homeschooled them and just raised them in the middle of nowhere. There's no electricity. It was just, you know, they had a horse and wagon to get to town. It was like the 1800s.
Mm-hmm.
And then my dad sort of carried on the tradition. He made a couple records and was going to go national.
Your father did?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
But my mom left us at age 8, and so when I was 8, and so he took over raising us, and we went back to the homestead, and we sang locally. Excuse me. We sang locally, but he had to really give up his larger dreams. And then I sort of picked up where he left off, and my grandmother got to live to see me become successful, and she took me aside with tears in her eyes, you know, to say it was worth it to give up her dreams to see them come true for me, which is a sacrifice that's difficult to imagine in this day and age.
So, yeah, exactly. So how then do you go back to that, to the roots, to your father? Where's your father now?
He's in Alaska.
He just
came here and visited. But I wrote this song for him and for her. She's passed now.
We can hear the guitar.
Oh,
okay.
Hear it good.
Yeah.
Do you want just part of it or the whole thing?
Help yourself.
She stepped off of the boat to see flowers in his hand. The man she would marry was as hard as the mountains. She had 8 children and a log cabin. Soon I'd be another star in this family's constellation, in the land of the midnight sun, searching for gold. I am my father's daughter, he has his mother's eyes. I am the product of her sacrifice. I am the accumulation of the dreams of generations, and their stories live through me like holy water. I am my father's daughter. My daddy raised me in a log cabin, and he sang for me the songs his mother sang for him, in honky-tonks and empty bars, just me and him and that old guitar. He passed on a legacy wrapped up in a melody that I carry on, searching for gold. I am my father's daughter, I have his eyes. I am the product of his sacrifice. I am the accumulation of the dreams of generations, and their stories live in me like holy water. I am my father's daughter. And every time I step on stage and the music finds me, I don't need gold to remind me. I am my father's daughter, I have my grandma's eyes. I am the product of such sacrifice. I am the accumulation of a dream of generations, and their stories live in me like holy water. I am my father's daughter. Oh, I am my father's daughter.
Jewel is with us on Good Day. There's that great, great story, and there are so many other stories. What do you like best about being on stage?
Feeling the audience.
Yeah.
It's amazing. I don't ever do a set list because I really like to read the audience. And everybody comes in separately, and you can tell they're all thinking about what happened in their day. And at some point, everybody unifies, and it's like having a dancing partner. And it's remarkable.
What's it like on stage when you're performing? What's going on behind you, around you? What do you have to be thinking about other than the music?
Nothing. It's very simple. It's just me and a guitar. Like, I'm going to go on tour in March, April, May, June.
Where will you go?
And it's just me. I'm starting in the Northeast, and then I'll do Midwest and then West Coast.
Really?
Yeah.
So you come to the Northeast, you can come to my place, and you can do another program.
We'll promote
that. Yeah.
I would love that.
You have a very special, there's the word aura kind of comes to mind, or the vibrations. People use those terms sometimes to understand what people are about. I think that makes for success. I think that in no small way, people just giving themselves over. A lot of people try so hard, they work at it, and it really can't be like that, can it? I mean, I suppose it is for some people who work at it. I know Ryan Seacrest, you may have been interviewed by him, interesting fellow in where he came from and how he decided that he was going to do what he's done, and he stuck to it.
Mm-hmm.
I suppose you can find people in any walk of life who really have worked at it. And I think there has to be some sort of a combination, not to suggest you haven't worked at it, because you have, but there's a naturalness that comes from people who get what they do from their core.
Mm.
It's like the hand and the glove. It goes, it's natural. You're doing what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, I think it's a neat, nice thing about, you know, I was a bit overwhelmed when I was discovered because I saw what was popular and I knew I wasn't necessarily like that.
Yeah.
And then I realized you can be whatever you are.
Right.
It's just being authentic. And, you know, like someone like Madonna, she has a real force of will, and that's her talent.
Right.
And that's genuine to her. And
so what do you listen to? What do you like musically?
Oh, gosh, everything. You know, I grew up listening to everything from Irish folk music to opera to, you know, modern pop music to country. Mm. I really loved a lot of country music.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a big influence on what you do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's why I write such diverse music. It's just
now, the other side of doing this, we have to pause for a couple of things here. I don't want this to be, although it is about you and your story, but I want people to know, sort of when you do this, I do every once in a while have somebody come in and just have them be a co-host, and that includes you and your view about things, like talking to people about stuff. So I'd probably be intrigued if I just, you and Roberta had a conversation about something. She's a mother of two. She's a New Yorker. Crazy as the day is long. You come from a different set of reality. Well, you are. That's what makes you interesting. Both of you are very intriguing women, different ages, different generations, and a different life story, but yet you both have great stories to tell. So maybe we'll do a little mixing and matching here. 16 before the hour on Doug's Good Day, coming to you from the studios of KTRL and KXTR on the campus of Tarleton State University in Stephenville, Texas.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at Office Max, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol of our tiny prices. Like when you buy a case of X9 paper for $43.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $43.98 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying one penny for a case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 12th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete, free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to print and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free, free, free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
our buyers negotiated the best deals of the season on the best floors, and they're all priced to move at Lumber Liquidators' January liquidation sale. Our best laminates and vinyl wood plank are 20% off our already incredibly low prices. Gunstock oak pre-finished hardwood, one of America's most popular hardwoods, is just $2.69 a square foot. Plus, get special extended financing. These deals will not last. January liquidation sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com today and find your local store.
Guitar Center's January clearance sale is the treasure hunt musicians wait for every year. Score premium gear from major brands at unheard-of discounts. We're talking about jewels from Fender, Gibson, Yamaha, Roland, Pro Tools, Shure, Apple, and more. Up to 80% off list. And this week, a wealth of incredible new deals just arrived at Guitar Center. So stop by and walk out with a gem you've always wanted and a price you only dreamed about. Hurry to Guitar Center's January clearance sale and claim your treasure before it's gone.
Chaps take it to my lips. Raspberry cream, I can't resist. Flavor fruity, oh so juicy. Just give one to my friend Lucy. Burst the berries, creamy rich. Chapstick always on my list. La 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 la.
Apply new Chapstick Raspberry Cream and apply happy. Luscious raspberry flavor, 10 juicy moisturizers. Grab one from the cough and cold aisle.
La 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 la. La la.
Chapstick, apply happy.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's tutoring my students after school.
It's staying late at the office.
And it's grading papers on weekends.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get deductions and credits specific to you, from school supplies to continuing education credits, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
All right, now 48 past the hour, 12 before the new hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. A judge in Texas has ruled that a school can force their students to wear locator chips. Jewel is the co-host of the Doug Steffens' Good Day program today. You have an 18-month-old son, 18, 19? 18-month-old. So what would you, if you're, I don't know how you're planning on schooling, you're going to homeschool, you're going to send them to regular school, private school. What would you think as a mother of a child? You live in Texas. The authorities come to you and say, okay, we're going to make sure that every student in our school wears a locator chip. And this because when I was driving through Dallas last night, on all the big boards, the signage that they have on the interstate, there was this announcement of one of these abductions, the description of the car. Mm-hmm. They call it a Northeastern Amber Alert. I don't know what they call it here.
And what age group is this?
This would be elementary school. In other words, they want to have the chips when the kids start school and have them. I have a chip in my dog, for example.
Like
a lot of people.
Embedded or in a piece of jewelry or in a clothing? I mean, how are they going to put these chips in the kids?
I think they wanted to put them in and embed them. And, you know, this is a discussion that's been going on for a while. How much information do you want people to have about you? You put a chip in there, and people can find out everything. So you're a mother, Jewel. Mm-hmm. Mother and tag. What do you say to the authorities?
Well, I don't know if it's the school's job as much as the parents' job, but I don't know. I don't know enough about the issue to know what kind of violation of privacy is, or if it's a school's job versus a parent's job to be doing that.
But how about you? Just never mind everybody else. You have a decision to make. Am I going to do this or not? Never mind all the laws. Mm-hmm. What's your gut tell you about what you want to have?
I'm all for a locator chip. I think I'm all for a locator chip.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I am.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, why not? I mean, at 18, he can take it out, I guess, of his own free will and volition. But until then, he's mine, and I want to keep track of him.
Isn't that interesting?
When my children were very young, what I did was I took a Sharpie, and I would write their Social Security number on the bottom of their feet.
Oh, interesting.
So that way, if the kids ever got lost, especially if I was overseas, if the kid ever got lost, let's say in a foreign country, doesn't speak the language, at least they could see, oh, kid speaks English. Oh, here's a number. Mm-hmm. They could figure out who the child was.
Mm, that's a good idea.
Well, I'm just
working. Yeah, I'm all for it, I think.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
See, now, I find that interesting.
But the fact that a school is bringing up makes me think it's more of a liability issue or something.
Let's see where this...
Are they getting sued for losing
children? In San Antonio, a Northside school district, judge says they have the right to expel a 15-year-old because she refused to have the chip put on her. Wow, 51 after the hour.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check.
Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
There's Bryan Adams from the movie Racing Stripes. It Ain't Over Yet. That was tops at the box office during this week in 2005. In the background, you heard Jewel conversing. We were having a conversation off the air about Walmart and how we can agree to disagree. And I don't know that what you were saying isn't appropriate, frankly. They sell a lot of stuff, including a lot of DVDs and movies. And joining us now is Chuck Curry, who is our movie man. Chuck, say hi to Jewel. Jewel, say hi to Chuck Curry.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you?
Good morning.
All right, so I'm interested in the kind of movies that you like. Chuck always spends 4 or 5 minutes a day with us talking about movies, the news from the video. He's really done a great job with his blog. He has a thing called Entertainment Today and Beyond. So every day he's posting things about the movies he sees, the DVDs, anything that has anything to do with video, he's all about. So in terms of your own preferences, what's the last good movie you saw?
I haven't gotten to see Minnie with the Baby, but when I was in Telluride, the film festival was there, and I got to see The Iceman, directed by Ariel Vroman. Have you had a chance to see it yet?
Chucker, what do you know about The Iceman? Where'd Chucker go?
I have not seen it, no.
Yeah, I don't think it's come out yet. I was wondering. I was going to ask you. I'm so out of touch. But anyway, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was a great, compelling story.
I just want to say that the Oscar nominations were just announced, and I thought 2012 is really a terrific year for movies in general, superior to 2011. And a lot of different actors who I thought might have gotten nominated did not, but overall these categories are good. I think Seth MacFarlane, who was the voice and the creator of the movie Ted, which I thought was a very funny film, is going to be an excellent host for this year's Oscars. I think it's a really good, refreshing type of a pick. And he handed out the Oscar nominations today and told a couple of off-color jokes that I thought sort of rattled those in attendance, but I think he's a really good pick. Just want to say, Doug, that...
All right, no, hold on a second, Chakra. I want you to go through that list with us in a moment. We have to pause and then come back with whatever it is you're thinking, plus a list of the nominees, at least maybe the highlights of the nominees for the Oscars coming right up here on Good Day.
Guitar Center's January clearance sale is the treasure hunt musicians wait for every year. Score premium gear from major brands at unheard-of discounts. We're talking about jewels from Fender, Gibson, Yamaha, Roland, Pro Tools, Shure, Apple, and more. Up to 80% off list. And this week, a wealth of incredible new deals just arrived at Guitar Center. So stop by and walk out with a gem you've always wanted and a price you only dreamed about. Hurry to Guitar Center's January clearance sale and claim your treasure before it's gone.
Wendy's presents The Hockey Mom.
My little Jimmy scored his first goal.
How about a celebratory dinner?
I could cook something, I guess.
Or Wendy's kids' meals are just $1.99.
That sounds great.
Oh, excuse me.
Check them, Jimmy! Did you say $1.99?
It's a win-win. Now Wendy's kids' meals are $1.99 after 4 p.m. Options they'll love. Smart move for you. Making parents and kids happy. That's Wendy's way.
Now that's better.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time.
All right, so Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. Jewel is the co-host of the program this morning. The Academy Award nominations have been delivered. Surprises, people snubbed. What do you think of the list, Chucker?
I think it's overall it's pretty good. There were nine movies for Best Picture nominated. Beast of the Southern Wild, Silver Lining Playbook, Zero Dark Thirty, Lincoln, Les Miserables, Life of Pi, a foreign film, Amour, which is getting really good buzz, Quentin Tarantino's Django Unchained and Argo. That many people thought, including myself, there'd be one big genre film nominated, and that would have been Skyfall, which is one of the best James Bond movies ever made. It was not. One surprise in the Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor category, they nominated Christoph Waltz, who's terrific in Django Unchained. The problem for me is he's really a lead actor. I thought Sam Jackson did some of the best work of his career. I would like to see him get nominated for Best Supporting Actor, but it's a terrific category. Christoph Waltz, Philip Seymour Hoffman for The Master, Robert De Niro, Silver Lining Playbook, Alan Arkin, who did great work in Argo, and Tommy Lee Jones, who's terrific in Lincoln. A couple snubs. Ben Affleck was not nominated for Best Director for Argo. I don't understand that. Catherine Bigelow, who's gotten great buzz for Zero Dark Thirty, also left out. Spielberg was nominated for Lincoln. Sally Field was nominated for Best Supporting Actress, along with Anne Hathaway, for Les Miserables. They're the two favorites. One other snub, I thought John Hawkes, who was just terrific in the movie The Sessions, was not nominated for Best Actor, although it's a terrific category. Daniel Day-Lewis for Lincoln, Denzel Washington, great work in Flight, Hugh Jackman in Les Mis, Bradley Cooper, Silver Lining Playbook, and Joaquin Phoenix, The Master. Overall, this is going to be a superior overall Oscar competition because anybody could win in some of these categories. I like what they did here.
All right, so there's Chucker on the nominees for the Oscars show is, I think, the last week of February. Chucker, talk to you tomorrow.
Despite what medical experts tell you, it's just not possible to get all the nutrients your body needs from food. Minerals are essential for good health, but not all soils contain these nutrients, so they won't be in your food. And Dr. Peter Glidden knows this.
Longevity's organic, plant-derived liquid minerals. This mineral supplement, which contains 77 plant-derived, organic, certified organic minerals in a colloidal state, saturated, concentrated just below the saturation index, is unrivaled in the field of medical nutrition, the field of nutrition, period. There's no other company that has a product that even comes close to this, and this is a big deal.
Order your liquid colloidal minerals from Longevity today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.